Blaine and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDBD.
Time to get some therapy.
Welcome to
today's best hits without the rap.
96.3
WDBD.
Therapy Thursday.
WDVD.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
He's our favorite doctor. Next to Dr. Love, it's Dr. Steve. Stephen Craig.
I was wondering when I was coming down, I was listening to you guys. I need a new driveway also. Could I claim that Jimmy Hoffa was buried in my driveway?
Right?
What if I say that? I mean, my driveway looks terrible.
I know a couple years from now, my driveway is going to be trash, and I'm going to just be like, yeah, I'm pretty sure his nose is under my driveway. You guys need to come in and excavate that.
I think somebody's brilliant out there.
Right. I know. It's so funny because in the article, what we're talking about is there's a house over in Roseville. Their driveway is going to get dug up because there might possibly be part of Jimmy Hoffa underneath the driveway. And in the process, they're going to get a new driveway out of the deal.
Times are tough. You got to get creative.
Yeah. Somebody is. They're brilliant.
Uh-huh. I need to get his aid. All right. Dr. Steve's a psychologist, and he's here for Therapy Thursday on 96.3 WDVD.
Dear Blaine, Allison, and Dana, I need some help from Dr. Steve. My 8-year-old son refuses to go to school. Every morning for the last few weeks, it has been a huge ordeal to get him to go, and we are exhausted. He screams, cries, falls on the floor, and is even swung at me when I try to pick him up and make him go. My sister suggested that we stop fighting with him and listen better to what is going on with him. She also suggested that we give him some positive rewards.
Just a quick note to the listeners. Allison's just reading this for the first time.
Love it.
So we talked to him and told us that he would stop crying and carrying on if we would let him play his video games longer after school. We've tried that, and it seems as though things have gotten somewhat better in the morning, but he is now having tantrums about bedtime and eating his vegetables. We would like to also stop fighting with him about this stuff, so we are looking for other positive rewards to keep this train moving along. So that brings me to my question. Is it all right for him to play more and more video games as a positive reward, even if it means he plays all day, or should we find many different things to reward him with? I want to reward him. I want this email to end.
Nope.
Take a breath.
Deep breath, Allison. Deep breath.
I want to reward him, but I'm not sure what are the most effective rewards. Should we try money or ice cream or staying up later?
All of the above.
More time with friends?
Yeah.
Now that we've found something that works, should we do more of it or mix it up? I am asking because I want to make sure we build his self-esteem well, and I believe we should do many different things, but I also fear he will have so many things that they will lose their effectiveness. What is the best way to positively reward him to make sure we get continued success?
313-298-9630.
This is from Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, you reached out for help, and you're going to get it. So you're going to get help.
But you have got to
understand that when you have to understand when you write an email like this, some of us are going to have a really hard time.
And normally, like, we would, like handle, we'll give our little take on this. I want to go right to our first caller. Okay, I want to skip that process just for now. Norma,
yeah.
What does this kid need?
He needs a spanking.
Boom.
He needs a spanking. He needs a grounding, and he needs those video games ripped right out of the wall right in front of him until he learns how to act.
This is why I'm not so sure us letting spanking fall by the wayside was the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because all I know is what would have happened in our house. And my mom would have kicked my butt all the way out the door to the school bus, up on the school bus, and into the chair.
Yeah.
Into the seat.
Yeah.
And then she would have said, and I'd have a better attitude when I got home, because that was just a taste of what's going to go down later today if you even think about walking in the house like that.
The classic phrase, wait till your father gets home. Yeah, okay, it's a threat, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? It carried a lot of weight, especially when you followed through a couple times.
Guess how many rewards I got for acting like that?
Never.
negative 47.
Nice.
You don't get rewarded for acting like that.
No. Why are you letting the child run
trouble.
The house?
You get your video game thrown in the garbage right in front of your face.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a fireplace, you throw it in the fire. I saw that happen once. We had a fireplace. I watched something get thrown into the fireplace once right in front of my eyes. And she laughed the whole time. She went, boo.
313-298-9630. Matt, you're on 96.3 Therapy Thursday. What do you say?
I say beat that kid.
Okay, now wait a second.
All right.
You say get a handle on him, right?
Right, exactly. If you can't control them now, they're going to be stealing my hubcaps in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. You just got to squash this. So you get them under control, and children respond incredibly well to authority and fear, and that's what you have to instill in them.
They do. Yeah. You, Matt, like, you are right. They respond to threats, to fear, to all of that. This whole thing that's, you know, that's going to hurt them somehow. That's how we grew up.
So right. we really want to give the message that they should respond to fear?
Yes.
I think we're going a little too
far there. I think it's not the fear, I'm going to stand by it. The fear that we're going to take charge of the situation, I think. Like the fear that, like, I'm going to give that away to some other kid. I'm going to throw that in the fireplace.
Here's another one you can use from my mom's book of how to raise kids.
Because Allison's not scarred.
Yeah, no. I'm not scarred at all. Or you could go the coddled Jill route, who's like,
no one was ever rough on me. What was the other one?
This was another doozy that always worked, because my parents were divorced. My mom got remarried, yep. So I was raised with my stepdad, but I still had my real dad still had custody of me. And it doesn't come up very often, but when it does, I always like to tell you how much I did not like him.
Right. No, I know.
At all.
Yeah.
So she had a little thing that she'd do where she'd walk into my bedroom and she'd pack a little suitcase and she'd set it by the door and she'd be like, I think it's time that you go live with your dad. And I would be like, are you kidding? Please don't send me to live with
him. That was like a secret weapon, man. That was having a nuclear bomb.
That was her nuclear bomb.
Yeah, it was.
But like, I guess my point is she had these little, for however bad it got, however, like she'd start here. Mm-hmm. Then she'd go to here, you know, and then, but, I mean, I was always a testing, I mean, I always pushed the boundaries,
no,
always.
No, you don't do that anymore,
right,
though, thank
but
goodness.
You can, you have to push back. You can't let them do that.
Your kid shouldn't rule the house, and you don't rule the house.
So if I went, if I tried to go over the top of her, she would be like, okay, well, I'm going to win this.
Mm-hmm. What's the one that you said, you think this, when she said to you, you think this is going to happen? There was, I know there's a couple of those.
Oh, yeah, I think Allison and her mom were in a store, and Allison decides she's going to, like, be just a little jerk brat or something like that. And mom's like, you think I won't discipline you right here?
Yes, that's it.
Do you think I won't beat you in aisle 7 of this grocery store? Because I will.
Some people are suggesting things like chart to take things away. School is not an option. That's true. Someone else is saying, don't use rewards. The child should be checked for ADHD. Please. And someone is also suggesting detention school. Thank you for the calls. I want to get to Dr. Steve's take on this right now.
What does school's not an option mean, though? Do you know?
It means the kid doesn't get to decide whether to go or not.
Yeah, you're going.
I got it.
You're going to school.
This is not an option.
I got it.
You're going.
Okay.
So... this is causing quite an uproar, and it's kind of interesting. But yeah, I would say the same as most of us. I wouldn't say that the people should live in fear. That's why I jumped in there earlier.
But
I know we're all just reacting to this. But the problem here is that, well, first of all, we have to take care of this emailer a little better, because as much as we all react to this,
right,
she's just trying to get some help.
Yeah.
And she's
not seeing
the same thing we're seeing.
That's why I did preface it, Dr. Steve, with, as I was kind of choking on my own issues, you will still get help, Dan Murray.
Yes.
Right.
We're going to help you.
And the point I'm going to make after I explain this is we have to be careful, too, because as much as we can read this and I'll say, oh, what is she doing? I guarantee you we're doing something like this in our lives somewhere, too.
To
and
some
we
extent.
Don't
realize
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
so we have to be careful. So let's talk about this for a minute. This is so common, but it's, and we've talked about this before. The problem isn't, she's saying, which reward do I give? She doesn't realize that's not even what's happening. It's not about the reward. It's the process she's using.
Right.
Because this isn't positive reinforcement. This is...
rewarding them for being a little turd.
She thinks that she's reinforcing him, but he's reinforcing her. He is saying, if I take away the bad thing I'm doing, you will reward me by giving me what I want. That's the problem. That's like a terrorist act. Is it, you say?
He's a little terrorist.
He's a little terrorist because he says, I'll do this awful thing.
Right.
And then, you know, and so when you, That's why we always say we don't negotiate
with terrorists.
And they
don't want it, so they pay the ransom.
So they pay the ransom, and then what the terrorist does is says, in, you know, a few months,
I'm
going to
blow it up anyway.
Well, I want something. I need more money. How about I kidnap some more people? Because the way it works is if I do something bad, then I get them to give me money to take away the bad.
Right.
That's how that process works. And so you have to recognize that it's about who's in charge. If the deal is I'll remove bad for you, you're not in charge at all. Yeah. That's what Dana was saying about
Dana
who's
was
in
right.
charge
yep.
here. I saw this at the cider mill recently, and I was just like cringing. But so there's a family there, and they get their little 7 or 8 year old kid. They give him a donut. He scarfs it down really quick, and then he says, "I want another donut." They're like, "No more donuts." That's fine. So then he starts harassing all the ducks. He's kicking at them and whatever. And then they say, he goes, "Well, can I have a donut? Can I have a donut?" So they give him a donut. And he stops harassing the ducks.
Mm. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And then,
so instead of getting in trouble for
harassing the ducks,
yeah. which is
give me that old donut back, right, or something, right?
Rewarding bad behavior, really,
right.
essentially.
So he's saying, "I'll harass the ducks until you give me a donut," and they do. And then he sits for a while and he starts throwing rocks around. And they say, "I think he's bored." And if you stop throwing the rocks, we'll give you another donut. He gets 3 donuts out of it.
Yeah.
So this stuff happens.
Well,
hang out
with them. I can do some donuts.
Do you understand, though? Can I just say one thing? Because I know we parent differently now, and that's cool, and maybe that's good. But all of that stuff I said about my mom, like, it would never even get to that point most of the time because she just had a look. If I even thought about throwing a rock at a duck, she just had a look.
Yes.
And I stopped right there because the look just said, we might want to stop right here.
You've seen my look, right?
Yeah.
That totally works.
Yep. See, but that's the thing. It's about who's in charge. That look is your mom had, your mom knew. I'm in charge here. Mm-hmm. You can have a tantrum in the grocery store or wherever you are. I am the one who's in charge here. I set the rules. I set how it goes. I think that's what the one caller was getting at about fear. I mean, he was calling it fear, and I don't want to endorse that. Mm-hmm. What he was really was saying, I'm in charge.
Yeah.
You don't set the rules. You don't set the reinforcement. You don't set anything. I do. And that's what your mom was doing, and that's what Blaine tries to do with that Blaine look. Mm-hmm. But
I'm sorry. What did you say?
It's coming right now.
You're getting it now.
I'm sorry.
Daggers.
But we have to also make the point, see how often this happens in your life that you don't realize, because sometimes when we're on the other end of it, we think we're doing a good job. So I see this all the time, like with spouses.
Mm-hmm.
So the spouse will come in, and let's say the guy wants a little action at home. So he'll be agitated. He'll come home. He's agitated all the time until she gives in and they get a little, a little action. But she'll come in and go, "Oh, I've just figured it out. If I just fool around with him every night, he's in a better mood."
Every night?
Well, whenever.
Well, geez,
child,
man.
He did not mean to say that.
How did that happen?
Okay. Every.
Because whatever he's doing, I want to get this.
Maybe it works.
Could you give me his email address?
No, but my point is that he can be agitated, so then she'll give in, but she'll think that she's figured it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I've really figured it out. When he's in a bad mood, I know I don't like it. I'll give him what he... See, our marriage is so much better now. And I'm going, no. He's training you.
Yeah.
That
he's manipulating you.
Right. And you think that you've, ding, you got it all right. But it's happening there. You have the boyfriend who says, he power texts the girl or calls her.
Uh-huh.
And she all of a sudden figures out, if I just answer his calls every time he calls, he'll stop being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ding, ding, I got it right. It's happening. You hear it with parents, the mom who is, "I wish you guys would come for the holidays. If you would come, I'd be happier."
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If we just come and see mom, she'll feel better. We won't have to put up with it. Yeah, you're not solving the problem.
We have to get better at recognizing when we are being manipulated, even though we think we're doing the manipulating.
Correct. And that's what I'm saying is the thing here.
I just won Therapy Thursday.
It's not a game.
Oh, really? You're telling me that? It is totally a game, and I just won.
It's not a game if you won.
Take Blaine's video game away.
I know.
Take his video game away for that there.
But the thing that I had a hard time with, and like I said, Amory, you are going to get helped. And I did have a hard time with that, though, because she kept saying rewards for someone who's acting badly.
Yeah.
That has to be wrong. The wrong
thing,
approach.
But sometimes people actually see it as a reward because what happens is it works.
Right.
It works in the short term. The kid stopped being such a pain going to school. So
she got what she wanted. Mm-hmm.
I gave him a reward, but she's missing that he's giving the reward to her. That's where the problem is. She's, like I said before, she's rewarding him for giving for how he's removing the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
thank you, Mom. You did a good job this time.
Yeah, really. Here, ding the bell.
Right.
Yeah. Check him out online, drstephencraig.com. Dr. Stephen, Therapy Thursday on 96.3 WDVD.
Wayne and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDVD.